Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islamite. Islamite. Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
You know how, like, especially the past decade-ish, specifically with the advent of social media, you get these, like, hashtag healthy lifestyle, hashtag vegan lifestyle, hashtag keto lifestyle, hashtag whatever the fudge lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
Yeah. And I look at them and I feel like I'm not sure. Maybe veganism can be practiced as a lifestyle to an extent where, you know, you don't use leather in your clothing, you don't use any animal parts in your tools and instrument, whether you're a musician or whatever, in your food. And that encompasses more than one aspect of your life, leading it to become an overall lifestyle for you to an extent that's more understandable. But it's a keto lifestyle. I definitely don't understand. You just got a keto diet. Mm-hmm. You don't got a keto lifestyle, right? And then there's Islamic lifestyle.
True.
Why do they call it that? Is it because, like, again, it covers more than one aspect of your life? Every aspect of your life.
I think every aspect right? of your life for me.
But then again, if that's what lifestyle means, the style of your life is Islamic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that the objective of Islam to begin with? Why do you got to glue the word lifestyle to it? You're a Muslim, period. Islam is a lifestyle.
Islam is a lifestyle itself, yeah.
Right? Because if you're...
The way of life.
If you're Islamic,
mm-hmm.
then you're Islamic. You're in your diet, obviously. We've got
True.
Very strict
in
dietary
everything.
Standards. You're Islamic in your clothes. You're Islamic in your interaction. You're Islamic in your politics, in your economy.
Whatever you do.
Yes. You're Islamic in your relationships, your
True.
Islamic in your
conversations,
in your child rearing and child upbringing, your education,
your deeds.
Yeah, because Islam has a set of do's and don'ts for
True.
All of these aspects of your
exactly.
life. So it already is a lifestyle.
True.
You don't necessarily got to say Islamic lifestyle.
Yeah.
Just say Islamic.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to say.
I don't know why it just irks me a little when they say Islamic lifestyle. Islam is a lifestyle. Go get your facts straight.
Maybe they're referring to the lifestyle of Muslims by saying that. Yeah?
Yeah, now I get it. This is why we have these discussions, you guys. How Islamic do you think your lifestyle is? Or how do you think you're having an Islamic lifestyle?
By just working on the do's and don'ts of Islam in all my, whatever I do, like the way I even think to the way I act. I think in everything. For example, if you ask me personally, the way I dress up, the way I talk, sometimes I want to be very furious at someone and just not being furious and being patient at
it's
that
the
time.
Islamic lifestyle.
Of course. Of course. It tells you like to calm down, to chill.
Be patient.
And you know, having good intentions about people. If someone, I get very much irked with this thing, if someone is talking at your back and you get to know,
I don't mind it when people talk behind my back.
No, people talk behind your back or do anything bad to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this very, very beautiful hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, who says that give 70 positive assumptions.
Yes.
Maybe.
And that changes everything. It's such a game changer.
Such a game changer thing. Maybe this person did this thing because of this. Mm. We don't even say one maybe to ourselves.
And 70 is like a big number. And 70. Excuse you me, but Imam Ali doesn't exaggerate. He's a ma'soom. Yeah. When he says 70, he means 70.
He means that. And I think 70 is a great number. We don't even say to ourselves seven times. We don't give 70 positive assumptions.
Our first reaction is that I'm a burn his house down.
Exactly. So I think if we don't even like listen to the person why he did that. Because even if sometimes we listen to that, maybe things will change again. But yes, Islamic lifestyle teaches you the way you should deal with the things, especially the things that can just be more destroying, like this, your furiousness, being impatient, being so rebellious and all. So I think here Islamic lifestyle plays a very key role.
Well, I know a lot of people who aren't Muslims, but they're like that still. Maybe they won't go as far as, you know, 70, but they're still like that. They're just good people. So right. I'm feeling like there has to be something that differentiates, discerns between being
totally
just a good
Islamic
person or a good Muslim.
Yeah.
What is it that
makes you a good Muslim?
What's that specific factor that discerns them, you know, sets them apart? A person who's just a good person and a person who's a good
What differentiates
Muslim.
Them?
Yes. And I think it's their intention.
Wow.
Al-a'mal bi-niyat. Your actions are based on your intentions.
Intentions.
Right?
Well.
And a good Muslim is all of that and much more with the intention of satisfying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Well,
right?
Yes.
But a good person is just that for the sake of being a good person. I'm not undermining it. I'm not lessening its value. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. You're a good person. More power to you. Kudos to you. I'm totally supporting that. I'm totally for that. I mean,
but
for
the
reals.
Intention of a good Muslim differs.
It differs. And
he is doing that with the intention of doing it for Allah.
And it's, I think it's everlasting.
Yeah.
It renders the action utterly eternal.
True.
And a Muslim lifestyle, an Islamic lifestyle, means to have an incorporeal, infinite, eternal mindset toward your existence.
True.
And to understand that whatever you do is not only limited to your life on this planet, and that it has the potential to last forever. You guys are listening to Youth Station here on IRB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short break, so stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
How do you think personally you are Islamic?
If I could rate myself on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say...
No, in terms of your actions. I don't want you to scale yourself. Mm. Like, scaling or judging is the job of the...
Creator
themselves. And I just want to know through your deeds, like your actions that you do and that you personally do.
Do I consider myself living an Islamic lifestyle?
True.
You see, here's the thing. Because I've had both. I used to have a non-Islamic lifestyle.
Oh.
Right? And then God smacked me in the back of the head and I repented. And now I have this lifestyle.
Wow.
And they were like day and night. So this is how I know how much it's changed. Because I had the non-Islamic lifestyle, and I don't have that, and it was so different from the lifestyle I have now, I can tell that, oh yeah, my lifestyle is pretty Islamic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I know what the non-Islamic looks like. I would say, yeah, it's pretty Islamic.
Well, I can see you in front of my eyes right now.
Exactly.
And I can say in terms of your wearings, in terms of your looks... That's Islamic.
Yeah, that's Islamic enough, right? And I think it shows itself more when you're a woman compared to a man, right?
Yeah.
because we have got that whole hijab thing going on and men don't, which, but it, though I personally believe, based on my studies and research, based on hardcore facts, that men have a degree of hijab too.
But I wish we have this discussion.
Round table debate sort of thing.
Do you think, since you said that you had both the lifestyles, what do you think is a better part of this?
The best part of having an Islamic lifestyle?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say the sense of meaning and purpose that comes with it. And I'm digging that. I love that so much. And the sense of peace that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you develop the sort of lifestyle for yourself and you give direction and meaning to every aspect of it,
mm-hmm.
based on the doctrine and the principle and the axiom and the ideology that you've adopted, you just feel so much more comfortable with yourself.
True. You know, Zainab, I would want you to tell here for our listeners that most people who think non-Islamic, mm-hmm. who live in non-Islamic states and all, they think the people, the youth, or, you know, whosoever has Islamic way of life, Islamic lifestyle, it is mostly, you know, based on that follow-up thing. It's something that's got nothing to do with your logic. Like, you have to do it with your logic.
Mm.
That's what I'm trying to say. The people who are non-Islamic, who do not know.
Well, you know, I think that's a very ignorant way of looking at it. Because,
you know, people think that they are blindly following
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to say.
This is what I'm saying. From where I'm standing, it's just it's the same as
because you
referring
used
to a professional.
Line, when I asked you what's the best thing, you used the line with the purpose and the meaning, the purpose and meaningful acts that you do. With what purpose does your logic support that?
It was totally a logical journey for me.
So?
It was an absolute logical journey because otherwise it wouldn't be sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just a spur of a moment sort of thing.
Like,
you know,
blind eye following
thing. Yeah, and like a stir of emotions that occurred, mm-hmm. then it wouldn't last at all.
True.
So it was definitely a logical journey, and it's just a matter of referring to a professional
mm-hmm.
in certain fields that I have. It's just out of my field of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have the faculty to know the ruling regarding every single thing that happens in life.
True.
The actual, like, jurisprudential ruling of it.
True.
So I refer to an expert.
Yeah.
Like, you refer to a doctor, you refer to a lawyer, you refer to an IT expert or whatever.
I was saying that people think those who live in non-Islamic states think that we are always in a state of referring, while as we are not. Like, so many times Quran says, go for tafakkarun,
tadabbarun,
you
know? Comprehend and reflect and
exactly.
contemplate and
exactly.
do soul searching. All that is very important. We're so out of time. Thank you so very much for being with us, you guys. This has been Youth Station. On behalf of the cast and crew, I bid you all goodbye and farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator, my Alpha and Omega, my protector and my maker. Because of you, in weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance, aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness and my love.